I hate to break it to you. We established that you're busy already.
Every minute
Or
counts.
that busy has nothing on you.
A guy was actually texting me about can his business, he has to pay a bill. Should he wait till Thursday? He's hacking me at Shinek. I said he could do it. Then I said, I'm sorry, I don't have time. He says, well, Lilma da need tzaruch. He says, I need to learn. I said, I also need to learn. Whatever. Okay. Dina Simchas Yom Tif. Simen Kuf Gimel. Sif Yir Beis. Chayev kol adam lashkiach abnei beis shelo yital v'makom shvei chas v'shalom yidei kalas roish. Pis orim m'kali adas. You have to be very careful that your family doesn't take a cholamaya trip or whatever. Excuse me. A Yom Tif trip, and they're going to hang out with people that are not going to behave properly. Rak yu kedoshim, because you have to be holy. Ki kadosh hayoyim, right? It's kadosh. The Yom Tif is kadosh. It's an interesting thing. He keeps talking about how the kedusha of the yom, and then bottom line is after Yom Tif, after Sukkot and Pesach, we have Behab, which is 3 days of tshuva for misbehavior on Yom Tif. Right, so it's interesting.
Because it's almost inevitable that it's going to happen, no?
I guess.
But
I
that,
guess.
So, but that basically, what you said before, so that means, does that exclude going to a ball game?
It's hard to know. I try and dissuade my kids from going to games.
You
and
know,
call them
it's not the best environment there.
No. But then during the year, you shouldn't go either, then, if that's the case, no?
I mean, I try my best in my old age not to go. I tried
Right.
to have my older kids take my older boys, take my younger boys.
Right.
Not that that's any better.
Then you're not around to watch them. Yeah. Okay. You'd give a matzah yomtiv l'chol or l'chol amayir from matzah yomtiv to weekday or to chol amayir. I'm betvila atochen antanu. You say atochen antanu. Why? Because it's less of a. You always make avdala when you're dropping down in a kedusha level. You make avdala l'kais of a loyal and nerv loyal psamba. You don't make. There's no ner and there's no psamim because there's no neshama yisera, and the reason why that's why we do psamim and we don't do fire because fire was created on Mitzvah Shabbos, so it has nothing to do with Mitzvah Yom Tov. Yudal noigel laharvest ktsas b'achilu shesia b'yom shel achar achag b'chol shalosh regolim. The minig is to add on a little bit with the food and drink the day after Yom Tov. But who isru chag? That's called literally means the bundling. The bundling of Yom Tif. We're not going to chain Masanabai. The minig is not to fast. Afilu chasan v'kala v'yom chupasan. Even a chasan v'kala. If they're getting married that day. V'lo yard side and not a yard side. V'isru chag shal achar chag shvuas. And isru chag after shvuas. Gam mitzad adin. Also l'san. So there you're not allowed mitzad adin. L'fi shvuas mach v'yiz v'mikdash ha'yikayim. Because when there was a v'yiz v'mikdash. Shem chol shvuas v'shabas. If shvuas fell on Shabbos. Ha'y yom tivuach ha'karbonis v'yom shal acharav. They didn't bring the korbanos, some of the korbanos of Shavuos on Shabbos, so they did it the day after. Aval shel Pesach v'shel Sukkos, but Pesach and Sukkos hayim makrivim b'yom rishon to chol hamoed. As Pesach and Sukkos, if the first day fell on Shabbos, they would bring the korbanos on the first day Sukkos. They wouldn't wait the first day chol hamoed. They wouldn't wait. Okay, Simon Kovdala Dine Cholamayr, which is what we're in the middle of. So Aleph, Cholamayr also Biktsas Melachas and Mutter Biktsasan. Cholamayr is also in some and Mutter and others. Dainu Koma Shahu Litzar Chachila. Anything that's necessary for eating, the Cholamayr or the Yom Tif, whether it's Cholamayr or for Yom Tif. Like somebody today said, they're making a Simcha after Yom Tif. Can they cook now? So the answer is no, you cannot cook for after Yom Tif. If it's melacha, but it's going to get lost, if you don't do it, you're going to have a loss. You're allowed to do it. You've got to be very careful not to do melacha that's asr chalamayid. If you mechal chalamayid, as if you did avay dezara. That's a scary one. That one's even scarier, David. Right? Even though you have Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, ain't like chelek lo'ilam haba. You don't have a chelek lo'ilam haba. But mevaze, what does it mean to be mevaze? You're not mechabed it with eating, drinking, clothing. You have to be mechabed according to your strength. Right? The little bit begadim and to wear mechubadim clothing, meaning don't wear your regular weekday clothing. You have to wear something nicer. You don't have to wear Shabbos clothing, but you have to wear clothing that's nicer. And you're supposed to drink wine during the day.
What happens if you
You're
don't
supposed to
enjoy wine?
wear me. I never enjoyed wine.
I
This
know. Did you drank wine today?
I did, yes, actually. I'm trying to work on that. So I had some bubbly wine. But I certainly wash twice a day. Sometimes I wash five times a day.
I washed once today. You have to wash twice, right?
What?
You have to wash twice?
What do you mean? Wash one at night, one a day. The child is what do you call night?
I washed once today. I didn't wash when I had supper. Whatever. It's not confession time.
Okay, but it's not,
I
what do you
just
call it?
I was I, the wine. I just don't enjoy it. I was thinking I wanted to ask you. You're saying you're working on it and drinking it anyways. Okay.
The soda wine is
Maybe
not a big
try
deal. Drink
different
a
wine.
few ounces. Right? I'm saying how many? 3.3 ounces? Ramosha Shear.
But if you don't enjoy it, what's the point of doing it?
I thought about it. I was wondering if I sit down. What are you going to do with
I'm
the
saying if you don't enjoy the dollar kosis, you still have to do it, right?
That's a doraisa, whatever. That's a bigger mitzvah than having a cup of wine on Chol HaMoed, no?
I don't know. According to this guy, it sounds like
That would be gone.
if
No,
we're
you
not
did
having
four on
our
Friday.
wine on Chol
Four
HaMoed,
cup
we're
pound
over the
salt.
Avodah Zarah. So sounds like a big deal.
All right, a good enough. I almost forgot my eggs. Yeah, I can have another
Yeah.
eggs. I'll lose my eggs.
I'm saying, I don't know. That's why I haven't had one until now, but that seems like there are those that you mamash have to have. You mamash have to have it, so. Right? Okay, whatever it is, but you, bottom line is you have to be mechabedit, and it's pretty scary if you're not mechabedit. Right? Yeah, fine. Malachas, I see, my question is like, so in the morning I wear a suit, and then I usually change. Is that right, or is that also not right? That always bothers me, right?
Meaning you're
Like right
wearing it
now.
to davening and then you're changing after
Yeah, because I
davening?
always do that by davening. I mean, in Shabbos, if it wouldn't be Shabbos, I take off my suits. I don't take off my suit on Shabbos. I leave my suit on, but my tie comes off. I don't wear it the rest of the day. So I don't know. It's like right now I'm wearing my regular weekday sneakers.
Double A batteries.
Lucky we don't see the.
Hashem, it's a good thing. All we see is your
Yeah,
face. It's like
I was
during
just saying,
COVID.
it's lucky we don't see
White
the. It's
shirt,
lucky we don't
suit
see her.
jacket, but hula shorts, you know?
Yeah. You're lucky for that. You won't have an appetite for to be mechab and yomtiv. Okay, Gimel. Malachas davar avad, you can even do through another year, afilu b'schar, even if the person's getting paid. All right. It's something that's not a davar. It's necessary for Mayid. Ain't less like Yisrael Achar. Don't use another yid. El al Yidei Akum. Do it through a goy. If you don't find a goy, you can't do it himself. You can do it even with the Yisrael Fine. Meaning, so it's. Like today, it was interesting. A therapist had needed to give an emergency therapy session to somebody. They want to know if they could keep the money that they charged.
Is that because it was a 3-day yontif?
Probably. I didn't ask. So that's an emergency. I mean, that's a tzarech hamayid, right? I don't know if that's considered a dover. I don't know what that is. Either way, I told them they keep the money. Fine. That was only if you didn't have the ability to do before Yom Tov. But if it was able to do before Yom Tov, and you cannot do it on Chol HaMoed, meaning the Dabar has to come up on Chol HaMoed in order to allow it. But if you could have taken care of it before Yom Tov and you were just too lazy, then that doesn't work. Right? And the Mishmaru says also on this that it doesn't apply to food. Like food, if you could have prepared it before Yom Tov and you didn't have a chance or whatever, you're too lazy, then you don't have to. Now, the million-dollar question that gets asked constantly is a person mechuyev to use up his sick days at work in order to take off on Chol HaMoed?
I would say not only that, but is there a difference between Chol HaMoed Pesach versus Sukkos?
What should be a difference?
No, I'm just asking, is there a difference between Chashivas between them?
No, there's no difference in Chashivas. I mean, Halal stays half, but that's only because there were no other Karbonos were the same.
Well, I'm going to say, aren't the Starker people going to not want to work on Chol HaMoed? And they're not going to, they're, of course, they're going to take their sick days. The people that are asking are already on a lower level than the people who have, don't, I don't want to work on Chol HaMoed.
I understand, but are you mechuyev to take up? Meaning, if let's say a person used up all the sick days, he was sick for 2 weeks during the year, and now he's up to Chol HaMoed, and his boss says, "Listen, you don't have any sick days anymore," so he could work, right?
Doesn't have a choice. He has to, yeah.
Right. So
Not
now, let's
according to
say,
that previous statement of voters are.
no, it's only Avodah Zarah if it doesn't fit into the parameters of halacha. Right.
Yeah, so this guy took up all sick days because he was actually sick, and now he has to work. So,
Right. No, but so now let's say this guy didn't have another of 6 days. Let's say he's got another 5, 6 days left. So he could take them now on Chol HaMoed, but then he's gonna have no more sick days during the year. Does he could he say no? I'm not mechuyev to take my sick days.
what do you answer people?
They're not. Most person say you're not mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to take your sick days. Because that's the normal thing. Or the child is also vacation days, right? Because vacation days are not sick days. But it's a little different. What are we going up to, Naftali? You said till Dalet?
I thought I said through Vav, but I'll double
I
check.
could be, yeah,
Yeah,
it
through
could be
Vav.
awesome.
Through Vav.
Okay. So what are we up to? Hey? Yeah, hey. So Kol malachas asuras lasa b'chol ha'moed. All malachas that are also doing chol ha'moed. Im yesh kan Yisrael she'en lema lechol keroy. If you have a yid who doesn't have enough food to eat properly, right? L'chol ha'moed v'yom tif, enough. He doesn't have enough money. He can't afford chol ha'moed and yom tif. Mutar la'asos an al yada. You can use him kedei she'en lema lechol, so that he has what to eat. U'mikom makom yasa b'tzina. It should be done b'tzina. So it should be done in public. And you can't do it with a guy. But for a tzarech mitzvah, it is mutter. Meaning you can't just do everything. The number one question is obviously, can they have the cleaning lady or the cleaning help do the laundry? The answer is absolutely not. Right? So it's saying also last night the Yakam Achlo Tzarech Mitzvah Mutter. But if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, then it would be Mutter. For Filo Malachas on Mataris, even Malachas that are allowed, also last night and Bishvil Akum, you're not allowed to do it for a guy. So if you have, let's say, cleaning help in your house, and they want you to put something in the microwave for them, you can't do that. All right. Yeah, but and also another thing is, there's a big difference between Dovra Ovid and what's the Lushan? Dovra
I guess
Ovid.
profit.
Right, yeah, but there's a Hebrew word, a loss of profit. Loss of profit is not a Dovra Ovid in most cases. Right? Right. Meaning, if I have an opportunity to make money, then that's not necessarily a loss. I'm just not going to make any more money. Meaning, if your work tells you you don't have to come in, but you're not going to get paid, we're not going to dock you. So, but we're not paying you either. Is that called a dover of it? That's not a dover of it. Right?
What about my company gives us holiday pay, so I get paid for the day
Right, so then you're okay, but then.
on Yontif if I didn't do anything and I still get paid for it. Am I allowed to take that money?
Yeah, because that's part of your salary essentially. It's just a matter of the way that you break they break it down, I think. All right. Anyways, all right, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good Mayid, a kosher Mayid, a non-Avodah Zarah Mayid,
Thanks.
and have a fine night.
Can I ask you a quick Shiloh?